You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godspropheticoutreachministry.com.
Start at verse 9. Verse 9 and go to 12, please.
Romans, the 7th chapter, starting at the 9th verse. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good.
Amplified, please.
In the Amplified, once I was alive, but quite apart from and unconscious of the law. But when the commandment came, sin lived again, and I died, was sentenced by the law to death. And the very legal ordinance, which was designed and intended to bring life, actually proved to mean to me death. For sin, seizing the opportunity and getting a hold on me by taking its incentive from the commandment, beguiled and entrapped and cheated me, and using it as a weapon, killed me. The law, therefore, is holy, and each commandment is holy and just and good.
And it's amazing how sin will come over there and destroy us. But it's amazing how we don't want to talk about the price of sin and the characterization that sin brings to all of us. Sin is an enemy to us because the Word of God said after sin have taken its course, that means it done took all over us. Then there come death for us. Can I get a witness? And I know that in the hour, when I took this job, I knew I wasn't smart enough that people wouldn't shut you down, wouldn't walk out on you. But I believe God that he has placed something in me for my own self and will benefit him. See, when I was singing the song, Will You Be a Witness for the Lord? You can't be a witness till you define that he has to prepare you and position you that you will be available for him to do whatever he tells you to do. It's amazing. We struggle with our own flesh and self all of our life if we don't make up our mind. Because we want to prove out to ourselves and other people. We all of that and we end up none of that. It's amazing how sin will interrupt us in a relationship with God. What I mean about when you are not having it your way and everybody think you done made it because it's your way, then it will come in and kill you dead. Here, Apostle Paul, let's go talking to him, what he's saying. Here Paul getting down on us, he says, for I was alive with the law once. What is the law? What is the law? What is the law? Somebody tell me, what is the law? The law is training, it's teaching how to live according to this word. But when we don't want to live according to this word, then we move ourselves. What Apostle Paul was saying in the Amplifier, that's why I brought the Amplifier, where you can read it. In the Amplifier, Paul said, once I was alive. We can be alive in him, motivated in a drive in him. And the enemy will come to shift us from him. And then we come to put on our self-righteous clothes. We come to find that we have more than 10 fingers that we can point at somebody else. And then we begin to get down in our self-assurance. And can't nobody tell us nothing about ourselves. See, one thing I found about a gift is a gift, if God gave it to you, if somebody else, it ain't for you. He got you available for somebody else to tell you about yourself. I ain't hearing nobody in the house. See, everybody think the gift is a good thing, but no, the gift is you use it for his glory and then let yourself be available. Somebody else can tell you about your tail. But most people got a gift, you can't tell them nothing. Oh, don't throw your shoe up here. And that's a setup from the adversary. And he will make you think you're so self-righteous. You don't need no improvement. You don't need God to send a word to you. Oh, I ain't hearing nobody. It's tight, but it's right. Then you come to be selfish and self-righteous. You come to be assured in yourself and don't have the assured one. A gift without repentance. But everybody want a gift to see everybody else. Oh, you can tell folks who are fluent in the gift. Excuse me. I came today because the Lord told me I had a word for you. You ain't took now and letting him have a word for you. Can I get somebody to just come help me preach this thing? I pastor a pathetic ministry. And I want to do it God's way because I want to be available for me not to miss him. And I'm assured he gave me a gift. But I want the gift giver to come and meet me every day. And meet me all the time because sin will sneak back up in there. And you think you doing right and wrong don't overtake you. I bless him today. Oh, my God, I don't want nobody mad until I can get through this here. But I'm going to come on over here and try to do it. And so here in this passage, book one, Paul was talking about, we don't want to be free from indwelling sin because the enemy don't want us to identify. When I focus on, I don't want to be a partaker of death again. And after sin will take its course, you die. And how you come to be alive, you come back to Jesus Christ. If you've never been to him, come to him with everything and all hell breaking loose up in your life. I ain't hearing nobody. Somebody released the dog and he come up in your house and bite you. You say, that ain't fair. But who can tell God what to do? I bless his name today. See, God will send us a warning before destruction, but because we want to receive it from one person, you got to be available for however he's sending. But send it so it can benefit me. I bless his name today. My God, my God. It's amazing how we leave him and we want to charge other people for we leaving him. Or ever ain't never got in touch with him. It's the same thing that we've been playing with him and we've been calling because somebody say you bone in the church. That don't mean the church in you. Mama Neil was pastors and the cousin Neil was pastor. That ain't say you got to be a pastor. He said he wants you to come to him. I'm fortunate my mama Neil wasn't nothing but devils. They'll cut you and shoot you. I got a right to praise the Lord. I don't know about you. It ain't where I come from, but where I want to go. I want him to line me up for that great Jubilee day. Where only the ones who have made it do by him. Not standing out there with your Louis Vuitton and your bougie tail. But I'm lining up with him. My God, my God. I want you to receive me in. And I got to do all I can do. I got to keep on telling you work on me. And save me daily. I don't want to be a condition of being saved. Just save me daily from my own self. Because sin will sneak up in the inside, and you don't know that sin don't come in now. I've got you in bondage again. I want the freedom to say I'm free in him. I want the freedom to tell myself, you were once in bondage, but oh, King Jesus said, do you want me? Do you want another chance that you can give me glory, that you can run and tell somebody, look what he has done for me. Don't hate on me. He'll do it for you. I bless his name today. Glory to God. Is anybody in the house say, yes, Lord? Yes, to your will. Cause the enemy will come in and make us unconscious that I done lost my place in you. I'm just going through the motion. Cause I allow the enemy in the camp. When you allow the enemy in the camp, it ain't nobody's fault but yours. Let me tell you what the camp is in you. I come to bless him today. Cause see, the enemy don't send you nothing that you won't receive. Can I get somebody to help me? I know it look like women are desperate for a man, but them who went desperate really still got a preference. I give you praise this morning. He'll send you just what you want, cause you got sin in the camp. Oh, I bless his name. Let me get off that, cause I got some women in the house, hot as a firecracker, but they say they so cold in Jesus. A liar. The enemy will come and get you. Don't keep on lying. I bless your name today. I ain't hear nobody. The Lord will teach them. Some people ain't teachable because they know everything. Hallelujah. To remind you of his commandment, what he said you must do. As long as you're doing those things, I bless his name. But the enemy will tip up and now somebody follow me and give you some wrong information. Before you know it, you don't have no joy no more, and you ain't got no peace. I ain't hear nobody. And when you used to show out and shout, you're sitting down, weighted down. I ain't hear nobody. When you used to raise your hand, you ain't got no energy for your hand to go up. Do I get a witness in the house? You come in looking around because the enemy done dropped some in your spirit. I come to bless him this morning. The spirit of the living God, come on and rescue me. I bless your name today. Hallelujah. You can tell when folks got an art against you. They look at you different. And everything, they screen it. And they analyze it. That's how the enemy wants you to be. All jacked up, self-righteous in yourself. Church full of them now. Not just this one. Church is full of them. They go into heaven because they carry a Bible. No, they carry the tablet now. We get up in ourselves. And I don't care about your prayer you've been praying 20 years. Has it done you any good? Has it benefited anything? Has it shown you that he's greater? Them wrote it down, you can pray it, practice it so. I want him to move me to another level. If he said, go out there and walk and lay on the grass, I won't be too eager to go out there and walk in it. So I need you to get on the corner. My God, and just wave your hand. Somebody say, you need to send the short bus by that now. But you got to believe whatever it takes for me not to get back in sin. I must do that. I ain't hear nobody. There's some people over here won't take nothing from nobody up in here today. But you say you're going to heaven any kind of way, you better check in and see what heaven you're going to. That's a heaven and hell, and hell look like it's pleasant. Look like heaven is too far and require too much for you to get there. But it's required us to make up our mind. He won't release us. Release me. There's a song, When I Was in Love. You can help me. Y'all been in love with a lot of people too. It was love. Please release me and let me go. You say, I don't want to go because I'm in love. Release me. Oh, you're getting in love again. Then you think of your mind, no, don't let me go. The enemy's nasty. I ain't hear nobody. Let me come on with the word. But when the commandment came, sin live again, and I died. That's what Paul said. Get mad with what in the book. And I die, was sentenced by the law to death. Because when we let sin come in, the law is no more effect. We ain't teachable. We ain't available. We do what we want to do. Why you think the enemy got God people jacked up now? Because we got them cell phones in our pocket. We got them tablets that we close to. We got them computers that we must have. So what, he ain't got too much to do for us. Everybody worrying about the storm, but some of them sitting out there in the car trying to get some juice where they don't miss nothing. I ain't hear nobody. But I said, God, I thank you. You ain't got no battery that automatically kick on because we'd be in bad shape then. I'm talking about in the cell phone. The enemy got all kind of gadgets, all kind of situations to keep us in bondage. Everybody say, I ain't sinning no more. You don't have to tell God what you ain't doing no more. He know what you ain't doing and what you're doing. Can I get a witness in the house? We need to come on down, come all the way down, so God can step in and show us he has a way that's mighty sweet to come and rescue you and I from the same situation, but it come to you in a different way. Can I get anybody? Because long as what we want, God can't come up and straighten up what he wants for us. You keep begging, he'll let you have what you want. And the reason I believe that he loves us so much, he'll allow you to have what you want. Amen. And you can't fault nobody but yourself, but we fault other people. Amen. When I want it, I want it, and ain't nobody going to tell me no different. That's why I tie everything to me. I got a big family. Unless God tell me to tell them something, I don't say nothing to them. I'm not afraid of one of them jumping on me, and I don't jump back on them. I be throwing dirt in their eyes, anything. You know, some really know how to fight. But if I get some dirt in their eyes, I'm going to fight them. While they're getting the dirt out of their eyes, I'm going to be working with them. You hear me? Y'all got some mean folks in y'all family, too. Don't act like y'all, all y'all say. I try to stay in my place. The Lord told me to call one of my family members this morning. I talked to her very nice. That's what you have to do when God tells you to do something. And if they don't take heed to it, then you won't be crying and worrying. You don't know how much you love your family until they get in trouble. Everybody hurting at the same time. When you go to family member funeral, you might have didn't like them at one time 5 years, but you crying too because the other people crying. Is it all right if I tell the truth? Don't y'all get deep in here on me. People lie at funerals. Oh, I love my uncle. You couldn't stand him. I don't want to go up there to that person real close to you. Mom and dad, old jerk, he ain't did nothing for me. My mama thought she knew everything. And we just lie, lie, lie. You can tell people love to be seen. They perform before they get to the casting. Somebody got to lift them up there. Let them crawl up there. Performing. Oh, Lord. You just don't went out there and bought your dress. You're going to take it back after the funeral. Two people got to lift your arm up. It ain't that serious. You supposed to be. Let him prepare you for this. Make me sick. You know them Baptist people don't let women sit in their pulpit. I said, I ain't trying to go up there. No way. Too many devils up there. Ain't hearing you. The truth. We perform, but God will prepare us. He'll prepare your heart. He'll speak to you. I ain't hearing nobody. He'll speak to you. And tell you, their time is up. I want to fix you. Well, you won't be up there pretending and performing and lying. How do I get over there? I ain't hearing nobody. He want to restore our soul. Our soul get in trouble all the time and we leave God. You don't believe what I'm saying? Let what you want come by. You leave God. I ain't hearing nobody. Forget them. They'll lie you anyway. God won't be no liar for none of us. He want to restore us back in our rightful place or in a place in him. Sometimes you don't know you ain't in a place with him till tragedy comes. You've been there having a good time because you ain't really had nothing you had to deal with. Why you think some people don't want to be saved? Because they ain't never really had a problem they had to deal with. I do what I want to do. I go down there and break in the bank. I got cousins to get me out. He might let you break in there one time, and he won't let you get out. For disobedience. Let me go a little further. And the very legal ordinance, which was designed and intended to bring life, actually proved to me death. When he designed something to give us life, we reject it because of our own self. Tell me how many people say they're Christian, born again, saved, walk around with stuff in them about folks. You got to check in yourself and see if it's you. Don't look at nobody else, see if it's you. I don't care how you come on one accord with spirits. They just what they is if it ain't the spirit of the living God. I want him to fix me. We fought all these people that we done got involved with. You got 5 or 6 churns for it. Some don't look like it. But you did it. Won't you deal with it? Lord, how am I going to take care of these churns? You got in yourself. Get out with him. I need you to come in. I got all these mouths to feed. And mine too. And I'm mean and mad as a rattlesnake. But didn't nobody do it to you? Did it to yourself. It don't have to be cheering anything else, because some folks ain't got no cheering. I bless the Lord. One month of my sister passed. She came to my house. She and my nephew. She said, sister, she called me sister. She said, I want you to buy me a Michael Carr pocketbook. And in myself, I start to say, you ain't got no churn. And your husband got a job, and you too. Why you want me to buy your pocketbook? Ain't God good? Follow me where I'm at. She had access to buy herself a pocketbook. You know how we going to want to try to take the easy way out. I went and bought her a Michael Carr. It was a cloth pocketbook. I think it was about $2.98 at that time. The Lord said, take it back and go get the kind she liked. Somebody help me. Just as I said what I said, she got a husband, you got a job, and y'all ain't got no children. What are you telling me to buy your pocketbook? But I did not know the sister was going to die. I ain't hear nobody. Our disobedience will mess us up. Guess what? When my sister passed, she had never used the pocketbook, and it was over $600. Her supervisor came to me. She said, I want to know which one of the sisters bought this pocketbook. Oh, my God, I was wilding out there in the dirt. The point I'm making about this, we look at a situation when we fix it in our own self. But God want to prepare you. I am not worried about my sister. Because the day she passed, one of my sisters called me. I said, take her through the center of prayer. They called me. The Lord said, leave your pocketbook and your phone in the car. Because otherwise, I would have knew she was dead. I want to help these hero people. When God sent a word, oh, it didn't look like my sister was living. Oh, that's where we get messed up at, pointing our finger at people. You don't know the relationship that God will form through whoever. She said to me, I asked the Lord not to leave me, stay around here where nobody will have to take care of me. When my time come to die, let me go out of here fast, quick, in a hurry. Did he not do that? We got too many celebrities and self-righteous folk. You don't know what was going on between her and the Lord. So the lady said to me, she said, your sister brought the purse that you bought her to the job. This what told me up. I couldn't even talk. And said, my sister bought me this purse. And all the hurt that I was feeling, it came out of me. I said, I'm older than my sister. But I said to the Lord, I'm so grateful that I heard you. My sister was an upscale. She ain't been here where people can say she wasn't. But she was upscale. Like nice things. And even in the midst of me buying this purse, the same night my sister passed, when I got from Jacksonville there, the purse I bought, which I thought it was to my sister, it would give them back to me. I'm about to go somewhere. I'm still in the book. Sin or hinder us. Because I said, why does she want me to buy her expensive pocketbook? She can buy it herself. I didn't know what God wanted to do for myself. We can go around and fake it. I've done this and done that. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. When I got the purse back, it had never been used. And it was still wrapped in the defined paper. And the woman said to me, she said, you don't know how your sister loves you. I said, lady, you got to go because I just can't even keep listening to you. She went on and she said, my sister got a ministry. And I didn't know that she viewed what I do like that. You don't never know when it ain't you, what God will do through you. I began to say, we selfish. We mumber. We complain because it's about us. What it got to do with us? God want to bring forth healing. I come from a close family. Very close. Knitted together. Because God put us there. He put us together. And I know this morning that he don't make no mistakes. We didn't run ourselves rich. But we was always rich in him. Because we ain't never been evicted. We ain't never not had no light. We ain't never been without food. And we ain't never been without a car to take us where we need to go. So that tells me we were rich in the spiritual realm. And it ain't because we've been good, because he's good. You got to take something in order to get something. I ain't hear nobody in the house. When you're murmuring and complaining and you're self-righteous and you all of this and all that, how can God entrust you with his stuff? How can God show proof to you when the enemy comes and say, I got you? If you ain't available and you ain't got your mind over there, he can't come in there and get you. You want to be saved? You want to stay saved? Well, you got to let him line you up. Because the enemy will come and get you. I don't care how long you've been out here. And he send people who closest to you. Them the one mess you up. Them the one get you looking at everybody else because they don't want them to see you. But I bless his name this morning. It's all he has done and still doing for me. She asked me to buy the pocketbook. Oh, the enemy going to come and get you. Because I had family members. And just what I said to them, her husband didn't come to my house and knock on my door and say, will you buy my wife a pocketbook? And I don't need his permission to get it back. Amen. Oh, it's okay if you don't say amen. He wouldn't want me to know he wouldn't have bought her one no way. But that doesn't mean she couldn't get one. Let me get on to the word. Ooh, super. For sin. Somebody say foreseen. It'll range in anybody. And it'll come and get you. And you think you're straight, but see, the problem with when we see in everybody else and we don't get focused on ourselves, folks can drop some of your spirit and it'll mess your relationship with God totally up. Amen. I ain't in the house today.
See? You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreachministry.com.